I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. One of the Georgia legislature's chief advocates for medical marijuana says he will not run for re-election this year. Republican Representative Alan Peek of Macon announced yesterday he'll retire after 12 years as a state representative. Peek helped pass a 2015 bill legalizing the possession of medical cannabis oil for patients with certain conditions. Peek told the Macon Telegraph he will continue to be an advocate for medical marijuana and hopes to focus on helping families of children with special needs. A law that went into effect last September allows breweries and distilleries to sell directly to consumers. Reports indicate it has spurred growth in the craft brewing business across the state. Today, there are more than 60 breweries and brew pubs in Georgia. That's more than twice the amount that was in operation in 2014. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Georgia was the very last state in the country to allow breweries and distilleries to sell directly to consumers. A Russian social media troll farm accused of meddling in the U.S. presidential election also targeted Congressman John Lewis and CNN. The AJC found most of the more than 1,500 troll farm tweets referencing Georgia leaned toward conservative political and social messages, though other posts took opposing points of view. The Russian cyber propaganda outfit known as the Internet Research Agency produced the tweets that were among 200,000 recently uncovered by NBC News. A convicted murderer was mistakenly released from jail and walked free for 2 days. WSB-TV reports the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office realized a mistake was made after the murder victim's family saw Javoris Hurston on the street. Hurston pleaded guilty to a 2015 murder and was sentenced to 20 years by a Fulton County court. He was then sent back to DeKalb County, where he faced charges that were eventually dropped. DeKalb officials say Fulton didn't send over the disposition of the murder case, so Hurston was released. No one is being disciplined in connection with the incident. Police have arrested two teenagers for making separate terroristic threats against Georgia schools. A 15-year-old student at West Forsyth High School was arrested on Wednesday after authorities were made aware of a threatening social media post. In a separate case, WSAV reports 18-year-old Noah Tyson of Guyton was charged yesterday with making a threat against his former school, Effingham High. Authorities say statements allegedly made by Tyson resulted in a search of his residence and his arrest. Meanwhile, Georgia lawmakers have agreed to set aside $8 million to pay for school security improvements. Republican House Speaker David Ralston's office says the money, which is part of the House's discretionary funds, will be used to buy things like metal detectors, security cameras, and new locks. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.